Hello, everyone, on the Blind Geek Zone. This is Raymond again, coming to you with another podcast. I know that it's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I'm going to be doing one on the Amazon Echo Dot today. I obtained mine from a service here in Georgia, which is my state, called the Georgia Radio Reading Service. It's a service that provides the reading of newspapers, books, magazines, news articles, things like that, for the blind and other disabilities. They were giving out Echo Dots for free, and they still are. And I decided to get one. Now, in this podcast, we're going to go over the features of the Echo Dot, where things are on this device, and I will try to explain what I can. But if I don't get something right, we will figure it out somehow. All right. First, I'm going to describe the device. It is basically a circle. The power plug is a USB cable as well, so you can plug this into your computer and find out what makes the Echo Dot run. To the left of that is your headphone jack. That's where you can plug a 3.5 millimeter headset jack. Now, as far as the buttons, there are four buttons on this. The button with the dot is the Echo Dot. Now, when you use this device, you need to have the rubber part pointed downward so that the buttons are basically facing your face. But anyway, the dot button, the button with the dot on it, is the microphone button. You don't have to use this button if you don't want to, but to boot it into setup mode, you have to hold down the microphone button until it says use the Alexa app. We will get to that at one point in the podcast. Above that is the volume up button. You will hear this sound when you turn it up. You will hear this sound when you turn it down. The button below that is the volume down button. Button to the left of the volume down button is your mute button. You press it once, you hear an ascending tone, like this. When you take it off of mute, you press the button again, and it has a descending tone. Now then, to operate or change settings in this device, you have to download the Alexa app in order to change settings in the device. So I'm going to be doing this on my iPhone SE. I'll show you some of the features of the app real quick. Just a pulse mortally. Enter LinkedIn engagement. TV. Weather rate. Night commander. Dice world. PayPal. Podcast. Messenger. Amazon Alexa. There it is. Open up the Alexa app. Amazon Alexa. All right. There's a menu button here. You click on that. You have text, settings, and services, music and videos, things of that nature. Okay. Some of the things inside of this app are not accessible, but some of them are. It is not accessible for TalkBack users on an Android phone. I contacted Amazon, and they said that in the near future. Now, another way you can control your device. Now, remember that if you go to alexa.amazon.com, You cannot change whether it does your contacts. You can also do your contacts in your phone as well. You can call other Echo Dots. You can send a message to other Echo Dots. You can even talk to another Echo Dot that's in your house. So say, for instance, if you have somebody who is like sick in bed, you can do the drop-in feature on them and you can check on them that way. But remember, when you're not using your device, make sure that you put it on mute so you won't accidentally trigger it. I have mine set for the sounds, the ascending tone, to let you know that it's ready to take a command. The descending tone means I have it set to where it'll accept a command. I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of this device working in action. So what I'll do is I'll go to my Pandora, Josh Groban Radio. So I'm going to say the wake word. You can even change the wake word if you want to inside of the app. You can change the wake word with the device itself. And it also has different skills and games and things like that. So here we go. Alexa, play Josh Groban Radio on Pandora.
Getting your Josh Groban radio station from Pandora.
You can even ask it, what is this song? Like so. Alexa, what is this song?
This is Remember, Live by Josh Groban.
And when you want to stop it, you say, Alexa, stop. Another thing you can do is you can check your date in history for that particular day by doing this. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. September is National Chicken Month. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Let's celebrate with a joke. What do you get when you cross a chicken with a python? A feather boa.
Okay. So to end this podcast, this is just going to be for grins and giggles. Hope you like this. I found this little skill. The games and software and stuff, if you want to download new things, are called skills. The device automatically updates itself. It updates the skills by itself, so you don't have to do any installs or anything like that. But this is pretty funny, and I'm going to end this podcast with this. Alexa, sing a barbershop quartet.
Technology, technology, where would I be without technology? Without the Wi-Fi, I couldn't say hi. As for music, I couldn't choose it. Shopping lists would cease to exist, and time would be on your wrist. I thank my lucky stars that I'm here today. I hope that you'll agree. Give me one, two, three shouts aloud for tech, 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 technology. Ooh, technology.
All right. So, another thing this device can do is you can ask it to tell a joke. You can ask it to check the weather. You can do all sorts of things with this. You can even make telephone calls with it. So, whenever you can get an Amazon Echo Dot, either from the Georgia Radio Reading Service. If you would like information on that, please visit GARS, GARRS.org. They should be able to ship to your state. I don't see why they wouldn't. Or you can purchase one from Amazon.com. These are only $40. So I hope you enjoyed this little podcast. And if you would like any more information, please feel free to contact me at ray214@gmail.com. Again, that is ray214@gmail.com. Hope you have a great day, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you for listening.